Hi, friends, and welcome back to Health Bite, the podcast where we explore the intersection of science, nutrition, health, and well-being. And if you've been listening to me, and by the way, we just celebrated the 4-year anniversary of Health Bite. Yes, I have been in your ear every single week for the past 4 years. So if you've been here with me, you know that my passion is to empower you to live well. My day job is as a weight loss doc, but I do it really because I know that our relationship with food is a mirror into our relationship with ourselves. And addressing this relationship can be life-changing. And to that end, I encourage my patients, you all, and myself to redefine nutrition to include not only the food that we eat, but all the ways in which we can nourish ourselves physically, mentally, and emotionally. I'm your host, Dr. Adrienne Udeem. I'm a triple board certified internist, obesity medicine, and physician nutrition specialist. And I just love sharing the science of living well. So thank you for being here on this journey with me. I'm also excited to share that our numbers are growing daily. So thank you for being a listener. Please continue to be a part of that growth. And if you can head over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to us and leave us a review, it would really help me amplify my message and create the impact that I hope for. Okay, so on to this week's episode. In keeping with this spring theme, let's talk about the exciting topic of how the arrival of spring can impact our health and well-being. And I want to start with an understanding of how our bodies respond to seasonal changes, specifically the physiologic changes our bodies undergo in response to this transition from winter to spring. And it all comes down to the sun. By now, I hope you've all adjusted to the hour we lost in daylight savings last month. Wow, was that brutal. I don't know about you, but I feel like that lost hour gets tougher to navigate every year, doesn't it? But on the upside, we have the benefit of sunnier mornings, which can hugely impact our mood and well-being in a positive way. Sunlight, as you probably know, plays a critical role to regulating our circadian rhythms, our body's natural internal clock, which is responsible for controlling sleep and wake cycles, hormone production, as well as so many other physiological processes. And by exposing ourselves to natural sunlight, we allow our bodies to synchronize with the environment. By matching our internal clocks with the external environment, we can become more aligned with what this season is calling from us. To be more alert, to be more vibrant, more active during the day, and to allow ourselves to wind down when it gets dark, just how nature intended. During the wintertime, we have, of course, shorter daylight hours, and this can, in fact, disrupt our circadian rhythm. It can make us feel more fatigued, lower in energy, lower in mood, and it can make it difficult to sleep. Or on the flip side, it makes us feel groggy and sleepy during the day when we wish to be more alert. But with the arrival of spring, we have the benefit of longer daylight hours. And as our bodies adjust to the new dark and light cycle, we can experience greater feelings of wakefulness, energy, and vitality. But there's a caveat here, and that is our willingness to use this to our benefit. We have to work with the seasonal changes in order to reap its many benefits. So I have 3 steps on how to make the most out of our sunny mornings. Number one, don't snooze your day away. Make a point to wake up early, maybe even earlier than you otherwise would. Take some time to move your body outdoors, or take your morning coffee outside to enjoy the fresh air, or to enjoy the sound of quiet before the noise of the kids and traffic and garbage trucks start to arise. Maybe even do a morning gratitude practice and take some time to write in a journal. Basically, start your day off right by taking advantage of the sunshine and of the outdoors. I also think we can make use of longer days by being more productive. And by that, I do not mean being more productive in the office. I mean doing something rejuvenating after your day. Take a walk with a friend or your partner. Take the kids outside to the park. Or even roll down your windows, crank up your favorite music, and go for a long, peaceful drive alone. And then at night, take your cues from the setting sun and wind down when it gets dark. Engage in activities that can bring about a sense of calm and ease. Maybe a homemade meal with family or friends, some deep conversation or contemplation alone. Try and avoid screens and artificial light late in the evening so that your body is primed and prepared for restful sleep. We really have to create an environment for sleep. And as I've shared with you many times before, good sleep is critical to so many aspects of your physical, mental, emotional, and metabolic health. And no, you cannot actually sleep when you're dead. So make sure you're getting rest while you're still here with us on this planet. Speaking of nutrition, sunlight is also critical to the production of a key nutrient, a vitamin D, that is done in our bodies. When our skin is exposed to the sunlight, to the UV rays, it initiates the synthesis of vitamin D in our bodies, which is essential for bone health, immune function, metabolic health, and mood regulation. Again, I talk about redefining nutrition, talking about all the other nutrients other than food. Sunlight is one of them because we actually cannot get reasonable amounts of vitamin D through food. There are some foods like salmon that have small quantities. You may notice, though, that vitamin D is often fortified, meaning added in to foods, because it doesn't naturally exist that way. It exists from obtaining the nutrient of the sun. And during the winter months, especially in the areas that have limited sunlight, but even in sunny California, vitamin D deficiency becomes really prevalent and can increase the risk of bone disorders like osteoporosis and can also compromise our immune function. As you know, vitamin D deficiency is also associated with a whole host of mood disorders and metabolic disorders. And as an aside, you should get your vitamin D levels checked regularly, as most people do need to supplement. Again, even here in sunny California, the normal range for vitamin D is wide, from 30 to 100, but the research really supports shooting for a level of 40 and above. So just a little side note that you may want to take up with your doctor. But with the onset of spring and increased sunlight exposure, our bodies do have the opportunity to replenish vitamin D stores on their own, supporting our overall health and well-being. And here's another thing. Warmer temperatures during springtime, it can also be important to our metabolism. Temperature changes that are associated with this transition from spring, or rather from winter to spring, can impact our metabolism and our energy expenditure. That is the natural energy that we expend to stay alive, that natural calorie burnage. And during the colder months, our bodies crave more energy to maintain a higher internal temperature, which leads to an increased calorie consumption to create that energy. But as temperatures start to rise in the spring, our metabolic rate may increase slightly as our bodies adjust to a warmer environment. This warmer weather can also lead to a decrease in appetite and a change in our dietary preferences. Do you feel like you can't tolerate heavier, warm food in warm weather? I always think back to our trip to Israel, where there's falafel and shawarma and all this yummy, heavy, hot food. You love it, but there's a part of you that doesn't really want it when it's warm outside. If we're mindful, we can perceive that our bodies actually gravitate towards lighter, more refreshing food. And this matches the availability of lighter foods as we start to see more of our favorite fruits and vegetables as we shift towards the summer. This is really such a beautiful way to align the natural rhythm of the seasons to the natural rhythm of our bodies and to take advantage of what the earth is producing naturally, perhaps allowing us also to take greater advantage of local, unprocessed, fresh, farm-to-table food. You know, when I think of it in this way, I can't help feel like this is how it has been intended all along, to feel alignment with the natural ways of the world. Does that feel too wooey? Perhaps it does, but for me, it also feels very true and very hopeful that there really is this higher intelligence and a natural rhythm to the world and to the way in which we can align with it. So lean into what this season is asking of us and perhaps has intended for us all along. Lean into the inclination towards food that is wholesome. Take advantage of the greater availability of these fresh foods and what it seems like our bodies are naturally craving right now. We're going to talk a little bit more about seasonal eating next week. So make sure that you're following the show for notifications. And in keeping with the mind-body connection, let's also speak about the mind and of mood in particular, and the impact that spring can have on our mental health and on our mindset. Spring, of course, is associated with a sense of renewal and energy, of vitality, growth, fresh starts, and spring cleaning. So take some time to think about how you can spring clean your life. Are there habits or happenings, people, thoughts or beliefs that don't serve you? And can you use this spring cleaning mindset to help you let go of what no longer serves you? Ask yourself, what are some of the recurrent themes in your life? What are some stories that you're telling yourself that are self-limiting and are holding you back? What are the words that you use to speak to yourself? You know, this can have a profound impact on how you feel and how you act. So, can you make a commitment to let go of some of the habitual ways that you self-sabotage and give yourself the opportunity for a new beginning? I'll tell you personally, I am very much in this space right now, coming out of what feels like tremendous heaviness at the end of last year. I'm wondering, how can I use the pain for greater purpose? There's a lot of pain still in the world, and we cannot sugarcoat it. We shouldn't. But can we hold power in our pain and use the wrongs to make right through greater conversations and connections and stepping into our personal strength to create more meaning and healing? Ask yourself, are there shifts that you can make in your relationships? in your workplace, in your work life, that would be of benefit to you and to those around you? Are there areas of stagnation that you can bring the intention of newness and growth, and to create even micro shifts in your life that would bring greater positive energy, vitality, and wholesomeness in? Remember that while sometimes we want massive change, micro shifts can be so much more attainable and therefore impactful, and ultimately can lead to profound life-changing changes that we seek when we do so with clarity, commitment, and intention. What I'm suggesting is not grandiose. It's just an invitation to open your mind and to be open to what intentions this season is bringing for you. That's all. And I hope that there is some food for thought in this messaging for you. I know that I am thinking alongside you as well. So as we wrap up today's episode, I'm hoping that I've planted some seeds, that you've gained some deeper understanding into how this seasonal change can impact your health and well-being, and remembering that by tuning into your body's natural rhythms and making mindful choices, you can also embrace the arrival of spring with vitality and joy, and take the opportunity to be more deliberate and intentional in your life. Join me next week when we'll dive into navigating seasonal eating for optimal health. Until then, I wish you a happy and healthy week.